The Gemara Masechta Gittin, Tav Zayin Amud Aleph on the bottom teaches us Darsh Rav Avira. Zimnan Amalei Mishmeid Rav Amni. Sometimes he said this Drosh in the name of Rav Ami. Zimnan Amalei Mishmeid Rav Asi. And sometimes he said this in the name of Rav Asi. Ma'ay Diksiv, the Pasuk says in Nochem. Koy Amar Hashem Im Shleimim V'chein Rabim V'chein Negoizu V'Over. Says the Gemara Shleimim. Im Roy Adam Shemizanoisov, if a person sees that his panosa, his income is mitzumtzamim, yasa mem tztaka. He should use even what he has to do tztaka. For Kolshkein, the pasuk continues saying, v'chein rabim, what is meant when the pasuk says v'chein rabim? The pasuk means to teach us, Kolshkein kishimarubim, if a person, Baruch Hashem, has the adequate panosa. My v'chevin negoiz of over. What's pshat v'chein negoiz of over? Says the Gemara, Tana de Bay, Rabbi Shmuel, kol goiz is min chosof. If somebody cuts off from his income, somebody cuts off from his property, and what he does with his voice and man staka, and he uses what he has for staka, the halacha is, the Gemara says, Nitzam Adina Shagahanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save him from Chas V'Sholem Gehenim. Mashal, and the Gemara gives a mashal. Mashal is Shtei Rechelis. The Gemara compares it to two sheep. Achas Shayoivis B'mayim that are trying to walk through the water. They're trying to walk through the water. Achas gezuza v'achas she'en gezuza. And one is shorn and one is not. Gezuza over, the one that doesn't have the wool pushing it down, will be able to pass by easier. V'she'en gezuza, the one that doesn't have the wool, loy over, will not be able to pass by easily. Continues the Gemara, v'nisicha, the pasuk says, v'nisicha lo'anche oid, arma zutra, afila oni ha'misparis min tztaka. Even if you have a person who's very poor, that he has to himself rely on tztaka, still says the Gemara, yas tztaka, he should still use whatever income he has to give tztaka. And as I saw, the Torah Tamima explains, the Pasuk says, by the mitzvah of tztokah, Nosayim titein, Bavuzei yivarechecha Hashem alakecha. So we learn from here, Nosayim titein, under all circumstances, Nosayim titein, should a person give tztokah. In the Maral explains the mitzvah of tztokah. The Maral explains the mitzvah of tztokah, that we know that the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, is with midah keneged midah. The way we act, that's correspondingly how HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts towards us. So if we are in the habit of being mashpia, if we are in the habit of giving to others, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us as well. And therefore, even somebody who has very little, but if he takes that little that he has and he uses it to give tzedakah, that causes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give him tzedakah. And the Maral goes on to explain that the Gemara explains that this individual is Nitzol Medinah Shegehenim. Why specifically is this individual, asked the Maral, Nitzel Medina Shogahenim? So he explains, it's the same concept, Amida Kenegamida. By you giving tztaka to someone who, without that tztaka, cannot survive, so you're being mashpia chayim, you're being mashpia life to this person. Gehenim, he explains, is the exact opposite of life. And since Gehenim is the exact opposite of life. Giving tzedakah brings life, the opposite of Gehenna. The Kedusha Slavi goes on to explain. When a person gives tzedakah, what he's showing is that when a person doesn't give tzedakah, what he's showing is that what's the most important thing to him is money. As if money is what makes everything makes a difference, and that he therefore wants to hold on to his money. But if, on the other hand, he doesn't hold on to the money, but just the opposite, the money that he has, he uses to give for tzedakah. So he's showing that it's not money, and it's not money that he amassed. He's showing that it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that controls everything. When a person shows that he truly believes, that he believes that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he has that special hashpa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he will be matzliach. And I saw that Tver Shlomo taking this idea one step further. He says that if a person, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him tzedakah, gives him money, and he gives tzedakah with that money, so he's makar toif to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, if he doesn't use that money for tzedakah, he's a kafui toif. And we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special ahava for those who are makar toif to him. The Mefarshim go on to explain that why it's stuck is so important. So he says, we know the Pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis. Bereishis, the Yitaponim explains this way. The Pasuk says, Bereishis Bara Elokim, that originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world B'midas Hadin, raw. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw She'ein Ha'olam Miskayim, that the world cannot survive just on Midas Hadin. Hishtatef Eloi Midas HaRachman. So he says when a person in this world gives tzedakah, he's acting the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acted in the creation of the world. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, realized that for the world to have a kiyum, there has to be Midas HaRachman. So too, this person who gives tzedakah is declaring and recognizing that the world needs Midas HaRachman in order to survive. But I saw that Ramey Shapiro Zatzal in a Sefer Or HaMeya asks a question. Al Gemara says that not only is everybody obligated to give tzedakah, but even in Roy Adam Shemuzonoisa Mitzumtzamim, a person who's tight, who's having difficulty with Panasa, still the halacha is Yasmen Tzedakah. So the question is, here you have a person who Nebuch doesn't have for himself enough, and now we're telling the person that this little that you have, you should use to give tzedakah. So he explains that Chazal are teaching us a very important lesson. When a person, unfortunately, doesn't have enough panasa, he needs to think, why don't I have enough panasa? So he has to recognize that there's something wrong in his avodas Hashem. Because if his avodas Hashem were the way it's supposed to be, then HaKadosh Baruch would certainly give him panasa. And the person, when the person thinks that way, what's he doing? He's living with bitachon. Tzadik b'manasa yichya. He's living with bitachon that everything is run by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who lives with bitachon, and the person who doesn't have enough, yet gives tzedakah, is showing that he lives with bitachon. such an individual, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays him back, that if he shows that he lives with the Tachin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay him back, that he will have enough panos. I saw another pshat, particularly in the times of Chazal, as we find quite often in Shas. In the times of Chazal, one of the most prevalent ways of refuah was Hakazas Adam, letting blood. And what was their thinking? That if you expressed the diseased dam, and the new dam that formed, the diseased dam had in it whatever diseases, illnesses, and the new dam will be fresh. The same thing they explain with Penosa. If you give tzedakah, you bring from HaKadosh Baruch Hu a new batch of Panasa. So maybe the original patch of your Panasa was not that great, but by giving new tzedakah, that will cause a new shefa, a shefa that will be a better shefa. The Naim Elimelech says an incredible thing. He says that when Mashiach will come, and all of Klal Yisrael will gather together, he says the people who acted in this world properly and bring them to a place that will be full of tremendous treasures, will be full of tremendous treasures, and they will be able to take from them whatever they need. And that's what he says is pshat in this Gemara. The tzaddikim in this world, who are compared, like our Gemara said, to the sheep whose wool are shorn, will be able to carry all of those treasures that they will be available to us when Mashiach comes. But the people who are full of wool in this world won't be able to carry anything more. The Mefarshim go on to explain. The pasuk, the Gemara here says, "Emray Adam Shem Zaynoisa Mitzumtzamim Yasmi Hem Tzedaka." What pshat Yasmi Hem Tzedaka? The Gemara should have said either Yasit Tzedaka or Yitei Mehem Tzedaka. What's the wording Yasimihem Tzedaka? So the Mefarshim explain that when a person sees that his situation with Panasa is not that great, he starts to think maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have the ability to give me Panasa. But he should realize that it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu that doesn't have the ability to give us Tzedaka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly has the ability to give us tzedakah. Yasimehem tzedakah, he should realize that whatever I do have is really just tzedakah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything I have is yasimehem. His attitude is the mehem. The little that you have is tzedakah, is all tzedakah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw a very nice marshal. There was once a wagon driver who used to be asked by the people of the small town to go to the big city to bring for them the different materials that they needed. One year, particularly before Pesach, when everybody needs many items, he went to the big city and filled all the orders and put it on his wagon. But his wagon couldn't move because it was just too much on the wagon and the horses could not pull all that material. So he began to think he has to remove things from this wagon, otherwise it isn't going anywhere. And he started looking and he saw that every item on this wagon is so important. So he decided, you know what? I'll take off one of the wheels of the wagon. There are four wheels. I'll take off one of the wheels. But of course, without the wheels, you can't go anywhere. So the same thing the Mefarshim explained. A person, sometimes things are tougher, and he can't give the tzedakah that he used to give. He has to cut back. So he thinks, you know where I'm going to cut back? I'm going to cut back on the tzedakah. What our Gemara is teaching us is that tzedakah is what keeps us going. And if we don't give the tzedakah, there is no ability to give the tzedakah. And I saw a very nice marshal from a Pesach Kron on this. He said, there's once a simple person that wanted to send something with the mail. He put on stamps and brought the envelope, the package, to the post office. And he asked him, and the clerk put the package on the scale, and he said, and he waited, and he said, no, you didn't put on enough postage. You have to put on more stamps. The package is too heavy. So he said, I don't understand. If I'm going to put on more stamps, it's going to be heavier. So the post office clerk told me, yes, you'll put on the stamps, it'll be heavier, but that's what makes the package go. The person who, Baruch Hashem, wants that his package should go to Shemayim. The person wants that our tefillah should be in the Skabel. The person wants that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should love us. What's the way? Asa b'shvil shetis aser. By giving tzedakah, that's the way that our package is delivered. Our bakoshes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our requests to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are delivered, and he gives us ashiris, v'brocha, v'nachas, v'atzlacha.